hey, it's Friday. Welcome, folks. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. We do it every day post-show. It's June 5th. Happy weekend to you. Dave here. All the best stuff from today's morning show just for you. Everybody was late today. For various reasons, we started off there. A fake National Guardsman was caught the other day. And for once, stolen valor was funny. Everybody's been having debris issues this week. It just continues as the storms keep rolling through. But we're not as bad as Cleveland, at least according to their mayor. ZZ Top was in Song Stories today for Legs. And seeing as the SpaceX exploration is going on up there in the atmosphere, we decided we'd have a little fun with NASA Fact or Fiction. Plus, comedian John Reap called us up and we had a nice little chat with him. Find out for yourself right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
Here on the Everybody Was the Slightest Bit Late Show.
Second day.
I'm walking out of the house. I've got that. What do you call this thing? Just a travel mug?
I guess so. A thermos travel mug.
Yeah, thermos style travel.
Keeps liquid hot for days.
It's incredible. It's a gift that Steve gave me for Christmas, and I'm madly in love with it. I can make coffee or tea in the morning, right, and an hour later open it up, and it's just as hot as it was when I made it. Right, the same thing. It will stay hot for hours on end. Anyway, I'm walking out of the kitchen. I grab it, and the lid isn't screwed down yet. So now my day gets delayed because I've got tea everywhere, all over the kitchen. And although I cleaned it all up, somehow there will be one spot somewhere that my wife will find.
Oh, of course. You got the text at 6:30 in the morning.
Right, you got it. It's on its way. It's on its way. Then Sleepyhead over here.
No. Not Sleepyhead. No. I am staying at my parents' house last night because
no power.
We have no power. Mm-hmm. It was way too hot. It was at 4:30 yesterday afternoon. It was 82 degrees in my house, and I was like, no. So we stayed at my parents'. I haven't left from my parents' to get here in maybe 10 years. Right. So I mistimed my exit this morning, and I was about 10 to 15 minutes late,
right,
too.
About the time Steve's walking in, I have a text that says, I was at my parents' house, and I'm going to be a little late.
Did you sleep in your old twin bed?
No.
Oh, that would have been cute.
Did they tuck you in?
No.
Teddy bear?
No.
Nothing?
Yes.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
You know, I don't really have any proper music for this because it seems that the COVIDiots are now being replaced by the protest idiots.
Okay.
All right. And I don't even have a nickname for the protest idiots yet, right?
Prostidiots.
Yeah. The prostidiots. But you know, we should have some sort of special music for it, but unfortunately we don't. So I'll just go with, let's go with this. This might work out for us. All right. You ready for this one?
What happened?
Gregory Wong is a 31-year-old California man who apparently wishes that he was still in the National Guard. He was arrested for illegal possession of an assault weapon after allegedly trying to pose as a National Guard member at a protest in Los Angeles.
I saw this guy. He was like cosplaying pretty much.
Yeah. And, you know, at a glance, the uniform he was wearing, looked right, but closer examination managed to show that the patches he was wearing didn't match the length of service that he was in. Also, and I'm not sure if this came out in your story, but also,
I just saw a picture.
One of the dead giveaways was he showed up at the protest in an Uber.
No.
You are an idiot.
Was it at least a Humvee? Do they have those?
You know, it's just,
Uber Humvee?
Really?
Come on,
you're getting
bro.
Out of an Uber car with a big light on the front, you know?
At least borrow your friend's Jeep.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
We're all having all kinds of problems. I got to tell you, that, you know, I don't know about your neighborhood, but there are major trees on major roads, and those are the ones that haven't been cleared, at least in my area.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they can't clear them until Pico clears the wires.
Correct.
Right? So why doesn't somebody just tell Pico, well, look, this is on a main road. Right, you might want to fix this one first. instead of the one in front of Bob's house.
Well, I told them that the tree in my backyard has been on fire twice now.
Right, really?
And they haven't been out yet in 3 days.
Relax, kid, it's raining. It'll be fine.
Right. Oh, that's
what I would have told
them. Yeah, relax, kid, it's raining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quit bugging me.
Yeah, well, you know,
God's got it.
Right.
Let Jesus take the wheel, Steve.
You're right. I got a couple things I want done to the house, so Pico, take your time. Just let it catch. Just looking right at the house.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
So the mayor of Cleveland, this happened a couple of days ago, but I just managed to get the audio. Right. So, but it seems on Wednesday, all right, the mayor of Cleveland was making a speech and decided to refer to his city as the butthole of the world.
Right. Of the world.
Of the world.
Wow.
Here, I got it.
City and even though Cleveland is perceived to be the butthole of the world sometime, right?
But, you know, it's bad enough you got the Browns. You got to have this guy saying, you know, butthole of the world, please.
Come on, we all know that's Jersey.
No.
I thought they were the armpit.
Right.
You know, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Right, but it does bring on some musical challenges.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland rocks!
The butthole of the world, right?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK.
We started talking about this earlier in the week because of something we did last week, which was, what was your favorite album? What was the weakest song on that album? What is the perfect album? What do you believe the perfect album ever made, that each song is just as good as the previous one? That as you go through it, that was great. Oh, that one's good, too. Oh, that one's just over and over again. We want to know which one you believe it is. And please send us that information to album@wmgk.com because we want to talk to you guys about what your favorite album is and what you believe the perfect album is. On that email, make sure you include your name, a daytime phone number that we can contact you anytime during the day, either when we're on in the morning or after the show. All right, because we could always, not everybody has the time in the morning to have a full-blow conversation with us. So if we have to, we'll do it after the show and talk to you. But if you send us the information, album@wmgk.com, the album, your name, and a daytime phone number, and maybe next week you get on the air.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories, it's all about legs, and you know that she has them and she knows how to use them. When Eliminator came out, this was so different on every level for what ZZ Top had experienced. First off, Billy Gibbons' classic Ford, that when Legs came out, that was the third video that the car had popped up in, right? You know, and up until that time, they really hadn't had any big hits, but Legs was the trio's first top 10 hit, peaking at number 8 in 1984. But Billy's got something to say about this album that's rather interesting.
The unusual image that we now maintain and have maintained since before Eliminator was seemingly at odds with the style and fashion of 1983. And we certainly weren't big hair bands. We were cowboy hats and long beards, which was kind of juxtaposed against the fashion of the day. And then when the success of the record took hold, it was a little ironic that something so unusual and so different would be embraced with such popularity.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo!
MGK.
Speaking of your weekend, it is a Jones with the Stones weekend. Because it was Charlie and Ronnie's birthday this week, so we figured that's a great enough excuse to do Blocks of the Stones all weekend long, so you can just tune in and let us be your soundtrack. Of course, on weeknights at 10 o'clock, the H-Man, Tony Harris, does Jones for the Stones here at MGK. 215-263-WMGK, the number to call, and it's time for us to get to NASA Fact or Fiction. Let's go to the phone and start talking to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Good. How you doing? You know, now that I hear Bob's accent, I should remind people that comedian John Reap is going to be joining us. You're not from North Carolina, are you, Bob?
No, but three of my four grandparents came from south of Mason-Dixon line.
Okay, you know the Mason-Dixon line does go through New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine. so they could be from Bear to Delaware, and they'd be south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Very true, yes.
Where are you from, Bob?
Actually, my address is Lincoln University. I'm very rural out here.
Okay. All right. Now, you understand what we're going to do here. We're going to ask you three questions, and your answer is fact or fiction in regards to the statement that gets made. Steve, why don't you get Bob started?
All right, Bob. Camera phones.
All right. Did NASA come up with camera phones? Fact or fiction?
Camera phones. Fiction.
Fiction. I have to tell you, sir.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That was a fact. It was created at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in the 90s. They were trying to get cameras small enough to put on the spacecraft.
All right.
All right, next one. Wireless headsets, fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fact is?
Nice.
Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Designed specifically to allow astronauts to work without the intrusion of floating wires.
Can you imagine what that would be like, being in the capsule with those wires floating around? All right. Get this one, next one right, and you walk away with that $25 gift card. What do you got, Steve?
Bob, Teflon.
Teflon. Did NASA create Teflon?
Fiction.
Fiction. That is correct.
What a comeback.
Nice. That is correct, too. All right.
Nice. That's used on their heat shields, right?
Right.
In spacesuits and on their cargo holds, but they did not invent it. It was invented in 19...
DuPont.
That's right.
Yeah, DuPont.
Wow.
Very
Bob.
Good.
One year.
Not too far from where you live.
That's right.
All right. So, Bob, hold on a moment. We'll get you your gift card. Let's move over to John and see if he can do as well. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, John, you still on your speakerphone? Yeah, we can hear
you.
You on your speakerphone, John?
I'm in my car.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back to you. All right, let's go to Tammy. See how she does. Hiya, Tammy.
Hi, John.
Okay, are you ready? You understand what you got to do here?
Yeah, I do. I'm intimidated with NASA, though. So good luck.
Okay.
All right, give it a shot.
All right. Well, you got a $25 Factory Donuts gift card on the line. What do you got for us? Your name's Dave, right?
I am Dave, is Tammy. And Tammy, for you, I have Velcro.
Velcro, fact or fiction? NASA came up with it.
Fiction.
Fiction is correct.
Nicely done. Yeah.
Very good.
They use Velcro in its missions, but it was actually invented by a Swiss engineer in the late 40s.
Do you know how he did that?
How's that?
You know those little sticker things that get caught to your socks? Like when you're walking through the woods
Sure.
Right. The guy pulled them apart, looked at them, and noticed that each one of the sticks, they had a little hook on it, right?
Wow.
And he just went out and made it, and he ended up... It was something in nature that created Velcro.
The worst is when you get those in your mesh shorts. Okay, next one. Seriously, I've spent hours on that. Dustbusters, Tammy, Dustbusters.
Did NASA come up with Dustbusters? Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Sorry. That one is a fact.
Black and Decker actually is responsible for Dustbusters. They used it to pick up samples on the moon, and it was converted to domestic use in 1979.
All right. That leaves you with this next one. Get this one right, and you get the gift card.
How about adult diapers?
Adult diapers. Did NASA come up with adult diapers?
Fact.
Sorry, that is fiction.
There's a little anecdotal evidence about the U.S. Army, Air Force, and Marines using adult diapers, but not NASA. It depends. Were introduced for domestic use in 1984.
All right, so I'm sorry, Tammy. Let's go back to John, see if he figured out how his phone works. You there, John?
Yeah, okay, John.
Very good. All right, here come your three questions. Get two of the three right, and you walk away with one of those gift cards. What do you got, Steve?
CAT scans.
CAT scans. Did NASA come up with CAT scans?
No. Fiction.
Fiction, you're saying? I have to tell you, sir.
That's a fact. They needed a space program that would have good digital images. All right, next one. Computer mouse.
The computer mouse.
Fiction.
Fiction. Again, he says fiction. And again, we say... No, yeah. I am sorry.
That's
a fact. So it seems that our man from Lincoln University, Bob, is the only one who's walking away with a gift today from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. It's the longest talk-up in the history of radio.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
is the host of Countryish. It's a podcast that you can download wherever you download your podcast. His latest special is Ginger Beard Man and is available on Amazon.com. John Reap is joining us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How have you been? The unofficial mascot of the Carolina Panthers.
Right. Oh, man. I hope they get to play this year. I've been doing pretty good. I'm just hunkered down in Hickory, North Carolina. I live with my mother, so I've been taking care of her and just doing TikTok videos with my mom.
Wow.
How good a dancer is she?
She's okay. for her age, not too bad. We did, there's a song by The Weeknd called Blinded by the Lights or something.
Right.
So I grabbed her and made her do it. It took us about an hour and a half to do a 15-second video.
Yeah. Before we get away from your TikTok videos, weren't you in school, weren't you the Hickory dance machine?
When I first started comedy, yes. That's the one thing I did that got the first big laughs. I went up there, it's like an accident. The MC introduced me, I ran on stage, they happened to be playing music and they couldn't turn it off for whatever reason. So I just kept dancing until he figured out how to turn the CD player off. And the crowd was laughing, and I go, oh, okay, well, that's something. And so basically, over the years, I started doing that. I would make fun of dancing by dancing. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of people who take themselves way too seriously when they go out at a club and they start dancing around. So I would just start goofing on those guys. But I happen to be good at it. Like, I happen to have good rhythm. And I used to break dance when I was a kid. I know it's weird coming from Hickory,
North Carolina. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like when I think about breakdancing and Hickory, North Carolina, I don't see like the, you know, the corners with cardboard. I mean, you know, it sounds like a major city kind of thing, not a Hickory thing.
That's true, but we did have, so we watched what was going on in the cities, and we were fans of it. I mean, my first cassette tape that I bought was Run DMC. I was a fan of Breaking the Movie.
Oh, yes. What about Breaking 2?
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo. Hell yeah.
I wanted to be Turbo so bad. Me and my brother, well, actually, we started a group called the Cosmic Force. And we were pretty big in Hickory. And then we broke up with the Cosmic Force, and we joined the Breaking Brothers, uh-huh. And we entered a dance contest, and we came in second to Cloggers. And they were good. There was like 30 of them. They came out, they had the scarves, the plaid shirts. They kicked ass. I think my favorite one that I ever did, they had little punchlines in them. I had one called Any Guy Washing Women's Laundry from the 1800s Dance.
Wouldn't that be that dance that Jed Clampett did?
Did he do it to music?
Well, Granny would play something, I guess. Now, as long as we brought up Hickory so much and now you're doing all these different things, you know, you're doing TikTok, you're doing CrossFit, what's the least country thing you do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's funny. You know, I lived in Los Angeles for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I just recently moved back to Hickory, North Carolina. So, you know, if you caught me in L.A., I was definitely more Metro than Jethro. And I think there's levels of it, you know, in different stages of your life. But now that I've been back here, the Jethro side has gone up a little more. But if I'm having to guess, the least country thing I do now... probably yoga. Like I just got
yeah, okay. I'll qualify.
I just got finished doing yoga outside, but I started that in Los Angeles, you know.
Well, of course.
You don't say.
Yeah. I was watching your quarantine confessional video that you did, and I couldn't agree with you more on fishing.
Oh, my gosh.
Boring.
I don't get it. It's a lot of work. Most people catch it and throw it back.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
I'm like, what? That's a dick move. Like, what are you doing? I get it if you're going to eat it, but then again, I really don't even get that because you could just go to the store and buy it. It's boring to me. My friends will tell me, look, John, it's time for us to catch up, have a beer, a little quality time. But that's a lot of work for that. We could do that in the garage. We don't have to. I mean, seriously, you don't have to go sit in a boat, a little bass boat, and float out to the middle of a lake and sit there. What's funny is I'm the least redneck person, obviously, in my town. Like, My brother's son just bought a bass boat. My son is a welder, has a big truck. He's more redneck than me. He's got a camper, you know. So they make fun of me for still being too cityfied here.
Okay. All right. I got to ask you about something because we had Heffron on last week. Right?
Yeah.
And he was telling us about the podcast you guys used to do. And wanted me to ask you about the money that you owe him for the ads.
Okay. Well, John Heflin likes to do things without telling people. So unbeknownst to me, he went out and I think he just forgot. I don't think John Heflin knows how Facebook works. Because he signed up to run an ad on Facebook, like a continuous ad. Like, he didn't know that it was open-ended. It just kept running. And I guess he didn't look at his credit card statement. And so somehow that's my responsibility.
Must be nice to not notice 10K missing.
Yeah. But I do owe him, though, because he did tell me about a thing called Sound Exchange. This is how bad I was with my money, too. Like, when I was living in L.A., I was, you know, at the peak of my little career there, I was like, I had a business manager. I wasn't looking at my statement that much either. I was stupid. But there was this thing called Sound Exchange where, like, anytime they played my comedy on, you know, Pandora or SiriusXM,
right,
I was supposed to be getting checks.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I was, but they weren't coming to me. And so John Heflin told me about this thing. And I looked it up, and I got a huge check for like $48,000 that was just sitting there.
Whoa!
Wow!
I do owe John Heflin. Maybe I'll pay him back.
Maybe. Well, talking about that money, I was going to ask you, what's the, I guess, the smallest residual check you've ever gotten from all the movies and TV stuff you've done?
That's funny you even ask that. That's one of the games that we play on my podcast, because I get these random residual checks all the time. And I'll take the envelope in there, and the guys on my podcast, whoever gets the closest wins the game. But if you get it exactly right, you win the check.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But no one's ever gotten it exactly right. But I got some right here. I just opened yesterday. I got one for $10.28. I got one for $6.42. $28, $16. The smallest one's probably like a nickel.
Wow.
There's actually a bar in Studio City, California called Residuals. All the actors would go in there, and whoever had the lowest residual check would get a free drink, and then they'd frame it on the wall.
Oh, that's great.
Well, John Reap, his podcast Countryish with John Reap is available everywhere you get your podcasts. And his latest stand-up special, I love this title, Ginger Beard Man, is available on Amazon.com. John, it is a pleasure. We hope to see you in the not-too-distant future and you get yourself back out on the road. And call Heffron about that $5,000.
I certainly will. And thank you guys for having me on. I can't wait to get back up there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.